Today is the last day of campaigning ahead of Sunday's parliamentary election in Greece. The party that wins will decide whether to accept the tough budget-slashing conditions set out by other European countries in their bailout offer, or ditch the whole thing and hope for a renegotiation. But that could lead to Greece being kicked out of the eurozone or going bankrupt. The two parties that emerged from the last election and are neck and neck going into Sunday's voting are the New Democracy, which supports the bailout with some concessions, and the leftist party Syriza, which has threatened to tear up the bailout. Mark Lowen is the BBC correspondent in Athens. Mark, what are polls showing? Which way are Greeks leaning?
Well, under Greek electoral law, there are no opinion polls that are allowed to be published for the last 2 weeks before election day. That said, there has been rumour and speculation in the last few days that has sent markets here, especially the Athens stock market, up by 10% amid ideas and speculation that New Democracy, that centre-right pro-bailout party, is edging ahead in internal polling. It is just rumour, it's just speculation. It could evaporate between now and Sunday, but those are the sorts of ideas that we're getting before polling day.
Well, and what is it feeling like on the streets there ahead of the election?
So many different feelings. You know, this is a country which is getting used to lurching between crises. It's locked in its worst recession since the Second World War, the worst financial crisis of any country in modern history. So yet another big moment, yet another make or break sort of crunch time. And the hope among the politicians, certainly, is that Greeks can be shaken out of their lethargy, shaken out of their apathy, and actually go to vote on Sunday, because there was a very high abstention level in the last election 6 weeks ago that inconclusive poll in what is, of course, still the cradle of democracy.
Well, we know the leftist party candidate has been pointing to Spain's recent bailout and saying, look, Spain held out and they got a bailout and they're still fine. Some would say the Spanish bailout isn't going all that well, but also that Greece is different. And we've reported on this that in addition to the worldwide recession and financial crisis, many Greeks just didn't pay their taxes. And one of the demands in the bailout is that these tax loopholes be closed. Are Greeks feeling like they're being singled out, or is the thinking starting to change? Is there some thinking that, well, maybe there is some adjustment we have to make?
I think that there is a widespread feeling here that Greece has been unfairly painted as the single bad pupil in the classroom, whereas there are other bad pupils in terms of countries that have overspent and gone into bailout. Portugal and Ireland, two of them. Spain has received a banking bailout, albeit not a state bailout. But there is another school of thought here, many others who say, look, we've just got to hold our hands up and say we overspent, and now we're paying the price for all of that. And yes, tax evasion is rife. It is something that all parties here have promised to clamp down on. It is a kind of realization moment, I think, for this nation that the sort of overspend of the past has come back to haunt them. But, you know, when you're living in a country where your salaries are plummeting, where your pensions are plummeting, where unemployment has peaked at 22% now, there are still people who say, look, we're being unfairly victimized, we're suffering greatly. So I think the mood music from Brussels and Berlin and other Eurozone capitals is slightly softening towards stimulating growth here and using growth to complement austerity. The big question is, you know, which side is going to blink first? But at the moment, no side is blinking, really.
And Mark Lowen, just one last thing. We're reading in The New Yorker about middle-class Greeks. You know, we've heard about pensions have been cut, public workers have been cut. We read about middle-class Greeks going through dumpsters in the middle of the night so their neighbors won't see, looking for food.
It is happening in some areas of Athens and other cities, but this is a city, this is a country that still functions totally normally, or pretty much normally. I mean, the cafes and bars are open, the government still works, people are still out buying things in expensive shops, the rich have not lost their money. I mean, Greece still functions. However, yes, you have middle-class Greeks who probably are rummaging in rubbish bins and are feeling the pains, of course, but, you know, this is not a country that is totally boarded up and where everybody is out on the streets, right, you know, evicted from their houses. And so that, I think, is an important point to make.
Mark Lowen, BBC correspondent in Athens ahead of Sunday's elections. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, and coming up, a look at the politics of the justices and the Supreme Court. They're not supposed to have any, but is that impossible? We'd love to know your thoughts at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Let us know your thoughts and our story in 30 seconds, Here and Now.